104.7, Andy and Mel, 916. Go ahead and read that, what someone posted on our Facebook.
New subject, please.
Oh, yeah. I'm done with it, too. Trust, I mean, sometimes when people just keep calling and calling and calling about something, you know, we kind of leave it up to the listeners as to whether or not we should still be talking about it. Sometimes it's just they're still dying to get their opinion out and they finally got through and so they're still calling. And yeah, sometimes we probably go too long on stuff, but it's probably the only one of maybe three heavy shows we'll do all year.
Pretty much.
So,
yeah,
we'll do way more boring shows than we will do heavy shows. So
agreed.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're really boring.
It just happens. Anyway,
depends on our mood, I think, and how much caffeine we've had.
Yeah, how much sleep we've gotten. I think it depends on more than anything.
That's true. Agreed with that.
Because sometimes when we both have very little sleep, the shows are just awesome.
Because we're weird, giddy.
Yeah, and sometimes when we've both had too much sleep, we're not all that interesting. It's just like we're too comfortable. Anyway, I saw this. You know how like college sports has gotten to be big business?
Yes.
And stuff. Get a load of this number. The average NCAA school spend an average of $13,000, according to a report on NCAA athletics, colleges spend 7 times more on members of athletic teams than on regular students.
Oh.
Colleges spent an average of $13,628 on students and $91,936 on each athlete.
Wow.
The Southeastern Conference, who has won the last 7 championships, spends almost $164,000 on each athlete.
Hmm.
Of course, that sounds unfair, but there's a big reason why they do it, because the sports they play make lots of money.
Right.
Primarily football.
They fill the seats.
Yeah. So.
Which brings money to the school.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of interesting. The Manti Te'o story, isn't that just weird?
It still baffles me.
You don't have to be a sports fan to be interested in this story. Manti Te'o was the runner-up for the Heisman Trophy, best college football player in the country, and stud football player, linebacker at Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to the NFL. He'll probably be a first-round draft pick, I would imagine.
I would think so.
And the story of him this year he was a big story because not only was he a good player, but he had this tragedy of his grandmother and his girlfriend dying 6 hours apart. Just heartbreaking.
Right.
Well, Deadspin.com did a story on this, did some investigative reporting, and found out that this girlfriend, 22-year-old Lene Kakua, who had been in a serious car accident and diagnosed with leukemia and then later died, never existed in the first place.
Bizarre.
And he had this whole big, sad story he told on ESPN about, you know, what a great person she was and this, that, and the other thing. And while he was telling that, and then this comes out, Notre Dame is standing behind him.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going, yeah, we're not real proud of this guy. They're standing behind him. He issued a statement saying that he is incredibly embarrassed, that he was duped. And they found out about it. He and the school found out about it back in early December. I think December 6th was the date I read, that this was all a sham. It was a hoax. And he had fallen for it. And Notre Dame had done their own investigating into it. And he later played in the national championship game earlier this month. And yeah,
just
weird story.
Just now reading about some updates as far as like our dirt stuff. Apparently his dead girlfriend is back tweeting again.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, which is interesting. So I need to read more about that.
She's tweeting again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And the guy
hard to tweet when you're dead. Huh?
The guy who was responsible for the hoax, I guess it appeared at least through their Twitter conversations that they were friends. But yeah, weird story. And my gut's telling me he wasn't innocent in this.
I think so.
I think he was just naive
it leads to the question about falling in love without meeting somebody and through the internet and stuff like that, and how plausible that is. And
And I think for younger people today, which remember, yeah, he's a big time college football player, but he's like 21, 22
right,
years old.
Right, he's young. Yeah.
Very, very young. So right. You and maybe he doesn't trust the girls he meets because they just want to hook up with Manti Te'o.
Right.
You know, which is, that would be a problem for some guys if they actually have a good heart and they know these women are just trying to get pregnant so they can score, which don't anybody say I'm being sexist. That happens.
Mm-hmm. It does.
To pro athletes a lot.
It does.
Especially in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
No. There are women who do that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Or get knocked up on purpose.
Yeah. Very, very weird story. We need an internet quote of the day, Mel.
Oh, we do. I totally forgot about the internet. See, it's
okay,
a fail.
You get an F in the internet quote of the day today.
I fail.
Yeah.
I know. The best part about being a procrastinator is you'll always have something to do tomorrow.
Like find an internet quote of the day?
See, it kind of works.
Yeah.
New sure. music.
New. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7. Hi.
This is
Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The International Olympics Committee has asked Lance Armstrong to give back the bronze medal he won at the 2000 Olympic Games that just came in.
Really?
Brand new information, yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. Yeah, Jennifer Lopez wants an Oscar. She says, quote, I think everybody that has ever taken acting seriously would love to be recognized in that way. So, of course, why not? And movies out this weekend, Mark Wahlberg and Broken City, and then a movie called Mama. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 9:37, up to 32 today. Really warm tomorrow, 47. That just seems foreign in January, doesn't it?
It's weird.
To be that warm?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, there was something really funny I'd never thought about. When it comes to parenting, I posted a picture on my Facebook yesterday of all three of our kids. Crystal's holding Isaiah, and then Jackie and Rockley are kind of hovering over him. Rockley's not so much hovering. Jackie's posing for the picture. Rockley's trying to get someone to read him a book, and which he doesn't even want it read. He just wants to sit in your lap and turn the pages.
Oh, anyway, that's cute, though.
Anyway, I posted on Facebook, and I just said, first photo of all three of our kids. Feels weird to say we have three kids. And a friend of my wife said, no more man-to-man. Welcome to zone defense parenting.
Oh, true that.
Yeah, we're outnumbered now.
Well, I'm outnumbered, so.
Yeah, same thing. It's zone defense.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Can't play man-to-man.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of like we've got a, well, no, we can't even. Well, sometimes you have to blitz.
Okay.
And, you know, because Rockley's trying to throw the alarm clock in the toilet.
Yeah.
And, well, you have to blitz then, but then Jackie's left uncovered.
True.
So
a lot of times, instead of like that part of the football analogy, I kind of feel like a WWE referee.
Yeah, but they get knocked out too often.
Sometimes I feel like a WWE referee.
And that, well, so I guess I can agree with you because one time Jackie about knocked me out.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
She wasn't looking at what she was doing. She was swinging some toy around and it just clocked me right upside the head. And I went down.
You know, because the girls are 3 years apart. And sometimes they fight pretty bad. Most of the time they're on the same page with things. But, you know, they're sisters, they're siblings. They are going to fight.
And just seeing,
and I feel like a referee.
Just seeing Rockley's personality and even Asaya's personality, I firmly believe you can see little personality traits in very new babies.
Oh, I agree. There, you can start seeing things right away.
And there's one thing that, now, I don't know if this is all babies, but I don't remember Jackie doing this. I never recall it. When Rockley was a little tiny baby and you were about to give him either pacifier or bottle, which he never kept the pacifier, he'd spit that out right away. He never used one. But with Asaya, either bottle or pacifier, as soon as the nipple of the bottle gets close or the pacifier...
Does he move his like...
Yeah, shakes his head like, oh!
Yep. Quincy did that all the time, especially when I was breastfeeding.
Like a dog just trying to shake a cat to death or something.
Now
you know?
Just remember if that was happening to your boob.
Good thing they don't have teeth.
I know!
Really good thing.
Every town needs a hero.
Hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 950. Thank you so much for listening. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
We've heard stories about women smothering and killing men with their giant breasts before.
Like we those, have.
Yeah,
oh,
there
yeah,
was
we
one
have.
Like overseas last year in
yeah,
Germany.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. But never in the U.S. until now. On Saturday, 51-year-old yes. Donna Lange of Washington got into a drunken fight with her 51-year-old boyfriend inside their mobile home. Other people in the trailer park heard the fight, and they called the police. But before the cops could get there, Donna had pinned her boyfriend down and was suffocating him with her massive breasts. Donna's 5'6" and 192 pounds. Boyfriend is 5'7", 175 pounds. When the cops got there, they got Donna. Every time we play that, I think of Dolly Parton. They got Donna off her boyfriend, but it was too late. He was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Oh, no, I wish I hadn't played it.
I know. I didn't realize it was going to turn that way. I thought they were going to get her off. But anyway, so she's facing manslaughter charges. Don't have any report, though, on a bra size. Surprise. A bra size, though, so.
I wasn't curious.
I kind of was.
Okay. All right, so mine is, I'm going to go in the opposite direction
okay,
and not
good.
Bum anyone out.
I wasn't trying to bum anybody out.
It's a
out.
Cool story, because I actually read the whole thing before I brought it on the air. Last May, 34-year-old Riley Gunn of Merlin, Oregon, got laid off from his job at a telecommunications company. Since then, obviously, money's been a little tight. He had to move with his wife and three kids into a one-room cabin with a wood stove for heat.
Oh.
Last week, he signed up for a computer course, and on his way home, he decided to splurge and buy corn dogs for his kids.
Okay.
He also picked up a lottery ticket for himself. Riley ended up winning the jackpot.
No way.
$1 million.
Wow.
Family even had to borrow gas money from a friend in order to make the 200-mile drive to pick up their check on Tuesday.
We're like, we promise we'll pay you back. After Look at our ticket.
After taxes, they'll take home $670,000. And right away, they donated 10% to their church.
Aw.
Yeah.
Very cool.
You know, I never won when I worked in Deadwood, I never won money on the slot machines.
Yeah.
Unless I needed it.
So weird.
Like when I truly, truly yeah. needed it, I would win like $100. So I could go buy some groceries and, you know,
mm-hmm.
not starve and eat my roommate's food. That's the only time it ever happened. If I, you know, had just gotten paid, had a good night at the restaurant, you know, got lots of tips. Because usually I would play my ones.
Your ones, right. Yeah.
Into the slot machine. Because they would cash me out into the biggest bills possible.
Yeah.
And so if I had a couple of ones, I'd throw them in a slot machine on my way home. If I didn't need the money, I never won.
Right.
When I needed it. $100.
Weird.
$60. You know, even $30 helped. Mm-hmm. Bought some gas.
Yeah.
Then I didn't miss class. time for us to scoop. Ben is in next. A much more lighthearted show tomorrow. Promise. Talk to you then.
Hot 104.7.com.